Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry Styles, as it was on 102.7 Kiss FM Los Angeles. It's Ryan Seacrest with you. I think Tubbs is having leftovers from his dinner last night.
Mm.
Did you do a little Memorial Day barbecue before Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, sorry. I was just a little extra hungry. Oh,
mid-bite.
What exactly are you having and why are you having it cold? That's like a dinner meal.
Well, I microwaved it.
What is it?
Well, it's a burger.
He's having a burger right now. What time is it? You're having a burger and what else?
Too early for burgers. I thought I would try the fries, but that's no good.
No, they're soggy and gross after. It's not even 7:30.
It's fine.
Are you still with your girl? This is a bachelor
lunchtime move.
Yeah.
This is like how I would eat if I were really single.
No, I love a burger in the morning when I'm on my period.
Well, Tubbs is clearly not on his period.
Wow, you never know.
No. Not for me, no.
I just find it shocking. You know, people's eating habits say a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How they eat and how they eat.
Also, food chemistry is important when you're dating.
I couldn't agree more with you. We talked about this about 100 times.
Yeah.
So we know. Robbie and I have great food chemistry.
You guys really do.
Okay. So, Sissany, tell me about this. Facebook babies are adults now.
Yeah. How would you feel if millions of people watched your childhood tantrums or potty training struggles when we were kids? I feel like I have hundreds of videos of me crying as a kid or pictures of me in the bathtub, but the difference is that my parents have those on VHS tapes and they're at their house and they were never posted, right? But the children now of Facebook era are beginning to grow up and they're traumatized. They're like a little horrified.
Because they can see all this.
Well, because it's been out there for... Think about it. It's been out there for almost 2 decades at this point.
Is this the first time this has happened in our world?
Lives.
Yeah. And it's more so maybe the kids that like where their videos really, really went viral, you know? So it's more like the videos that really got like the millions and millions of views and things like that. More maybe embarrassing videos.
Well, if this is really the first graduating class of it, there's no turning back. It's going to continue to replenish with every generation that goes by because everybody stuff's all out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Parents share everything. I mean, I'm guilty of it for sure. I try to be very cautious of what I post online and what I say
on
the air.
When it comes to your kids?
When it comes to my kids, I've never really posted bathtub pictures or them having meltdowns or anything like that.
Because that will be there forever.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's even made me think even further of like, am I posting still too much? Like, they don't have a say right now. So
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. If I ever have kids, I don't think I'm going to feel so good about posting anything.
I know. No. I think you're going to do the same.
Do you think I'm going to be like a very protective parent?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to post. I think you're going to maybe like post your baby when it's born, like maybe as a baby, but I think that's it after.
Yeah, I always kind of had this.
I always kind of had
this rule of like, oh, I'll post when they're babies because babies, you know, you really don't know
what they're going to have a say,
right? But you don't know what they're going to grow up to look like. But now, Max and are five years old.
Right? Why'd you do that, Mom?
Not even that. They can be. Like, we're out and about. They get recognized. So it's just
wait. Your kids are out and about and they get recognized.
Boot. Well, obviously with us, but yes. And so
what do their fans say?
Well, it's not even fans, but like when I was reading this article. For example, the woman that was like talking about this in a negative way, she was saying that her mom had posted so many videos about her that she was once followed home by a person that knew her from the internet. You know, so just it can get super creepy and weird. And it's a slippery slope.
Like Kristen Cavallari, she posts her kids, but she'll post
their faces.
Yeah. So like she'll hug them and they're you see the back of their head, but you don't see their faces. Yeah.
There's ways to do it.
You still see that she's a mom and she has kids and they're part of her world, but you would never recognize them on the street.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just that these kids' lives are now, you know, they're growing up, they're entering the workforce, but their digital footprint has been there for now. I mean, Facebook really became public after, I'd say like 2006. So these kids are entering the 20s. And
it's all going the other way now, isn't it? All this stuff's going backwards on us.
I think so.
You watch. AI going to be a lot of drama.
Well, they're saying like
drama.
You should not even show social, like kids should not be on social media until they're
the Surgeon General put
18.
Out
yeah, like at least like in their late teens.
All right. I want you to, if you want to go be a kid, Disneyland is the place.
Right.
A four pack next.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.